Welcome up here to this morning, Kellen Culpepper, all the way from Louisiana.
Okay, I'm a crier, obviously. I'm Kellen. I'm from Louisiana. I come here with my sister. This is my ninth year, sort of. Yeah. Feels like it. It's been a while. So we come here by ourselves for this church. Here it goes. Okay. This church camp has meant the world to me. I've met so many wonderful people, all of you. Like, we're a family. All of you. Like, we don't have this at home. This is my home. We don't have a church. This is my church. This is everything to me. And all of you, I love you guys. I just want you all to know that. All of you. And the only thing that was really laid on my heart, I don't really have a scripture or anything, but what's been coming back to me over and over again is regret. We all have it, and I have it. It's mostly just regret over things that you haven't told someone. And maybe it's too late to tell them. And that's very important because it might be too late to tell someone that you love them, or if you have a message for them, just tell them because that's really important. And this church camp has meant the world to me and my sister and my mom. She was here like 30 years ago. But yeah. That's all I have, short and sweet. That's it. That's it.
It's all right. It doesn't have to take all day to say what you have to say, right? Thank you, Kellen, for doing that. It's a big step sometimes just to step up and hold the microphone, but it's a step in the right direction. Next up, you're going to hear this morning from Nathan Lamp from Cumberland, and we've known their family for a long time, and Nathan's going to come and share with you.
That's who, yeah. Well, the first thing I want to do before I even get into scripture or anything is say, Pastor Lisa, thank you. I love you. This is my sixth year here, and you and your team are excellent every year, and it just keeps on getting better. You give a bunch of rowdy kids a place where we can just be kids and love the Lord and love each other and grow in Him every day. So if you can just stand and clap for her. If you can't clap for her, you shouldn't be here. I will say, though, you people at Word of Deliverance are crazy for having a bunch of crazy kids running around, tearing up your grounds, tearing up the dorm. You don't even want to see the dorm right now. Oh, my Lord. But you always welcome us with an open heart. And I don't know if you know it, but it means so, so much to us just to have somewhere to come. Other than Christmas, this is what I look forward to. So, and that's saying something because I love Christmas. But, it's reunited me with people, my friends from Georgia who I grew up with. I've made friends here from Word of Deliverance, and it just means the world that we have somewhere to be every June. And it's just, like I said, it's just something I look forward to. So if you do have your Bibles, not your phone, your Bible, turn with me to Matthew chapter 14. Verse 22-33. We'll read that together. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." I'll stop right there for now. But that's something I say pretty much every day. Lord, I'll hear something or I'll feel something. I say, like, in service, should I really do this, God? Should I really say that? And I say, Lord, if it's you, just call me out and I'll follow you. But it's not an easy thing to do, to always step out in faith. Come, Jesus replied. Then Peter got down of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. Oh, you of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. How many know that it's fitting that this the theme this year is adventure, because it is quite a journey to follow Jesus. I'm not one of those, oh, happy day Christians, everything's perfect when you follow Jesus. It is not always easy following Jesus. And, you know, being a teenager, because we're all just kids, admit it, we're just kids. You get scared sometimes because you don't know what's coming next. I just graduated high school. I know I want to do something in ministry. But other than that, I'm waiting to be called out onto the water. And like I said, it's not easy following Jesus, but it does take some great faith. Nobody ever said it would be easy. But we always ask God, what's next? Where's my adventure? We get impatient, and we ask, what's next? Take me somewhere. Take me on a journey. But it always feels like, for me at least, it always feels like something's holding me back. And up until about last year, probably, after camp, I went home, and me and Travis spoke at our church, and it was the first time I ever did that. Last year, this time, I would be hiding in the back. I would not have the mic up here. I can promise you that. But it does take some faith to come up here and grab a mic. And like I said, last year, I would never have done this. But I just started to walk on the water with Jesus. And he's kept me afloat. I'm not saying I haven't stumbled a couple of times, but to get started, it takes a step. You have to step out of your boat like Peter did when Jesus called him. And I think what holds us back a lot of the time is we're too scared to leave our boat. See, our boat in this story, Peter's boat, is just his comfort zone. So a lot of times, we just hide in our comfort zone, and we beg Jesus to call us, but when he calls us, we're hesitant. Well, if you're begging Jesus to call him, you better run out onto that water, not walk. I know you're comfortable where you are. I know you're comfortable where you are, and you're good where you are. But if you want something great, you're going to have to step. You're going to have to step out into something new, something where you're not comfortable. Too many times in our lives, we're held back because we're afraid of falling and afraid of being taken out of our comfort zone. Those are the two major things that always hold us back, especially if you're a kid. Jesus called Peter out into the water, and he did hesitate, but I think we get so caught up in Jesus walking on water, which is amazing. I don't know if you have, but I haven't seen anybody do that. But we forget about Peter's faith. He was already a disciple. He was already following Jesus, and we're like all of us are, hopefully. We're all following Jesus, but God is calling us to something new, something you've never done before, and to get to that point, you're going to have to step out of your comfort zone. You're going to have to do something you've never done before. God is willing to take us to new heights and on exciting adventures, but we must be willing to be taken out of our comfort zone. As I said, when Jesus called Peter, he was comfortable, and I'm sure the other disciples in the boat were mocking him and laughing at him, but understand that you're going to have to look like an idiot every once in a while if you're going to follow Jesus. If you're going to step out and do something, if you're going to be somebody, if you're going to be successful, you got to roll with the punches, because people will be talking about you. People will be talking at you. You just got to keep on walking. But here's the thing. Our journey never starts if we don't ever take that first step. So tonight, it's Wednesday. We have two more awesome nights, and I can't wait. But I don't know how to say this without hurting somebody's feelings. If you don't step out, if you haven't stepped out already out of your comfort zone, and you don't step out Wednesday tonight, and you don't step out tomorrow night, why are you here? We're not here just to maintain our relationship with Christ. We're here to build upon it. And you can't build on it by sitting in a pew with your hands on your lap, refusing to get up when somebody calls you up front. You got to have some faith to step out. It's no different stepping out of your pew than it is Peter stepping out of his boat. You got to have faith. And not, I mean, I'm not saying Jesus can't heal you in your pew. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying it does take a little faith to step out to do something great. And that's what holds us back, man. I was so scared. I remember in 2011, I began taking guitar lessons. I always thought it was cool playing Guitar Hero. And I was like, oh, man, I'm going to be like that someday. And I began taking guitar lessons. I was probably 11 or 12. And the first 2 years, I mean, I was decent, not great, but the second year I started playing in church. And our church is pretty, our stage is pretty much labeled like this. So the first time, I would sit in a stool. I put this up as high as it would go because I didn't want anybody to see me. I just wanted them to hear me. So I would hide behind that the whole time, the whole service. And then probably about a year later, I stepped out to the side a little bit, still had the music stand in front of me, but I wasn't backed up in the corner. Then come out a couple years later, and I'm standing behind Mom and Caitlin, who lead worship. And I'm still, every once in a while, you know, I get a little nervous, but Higher Ground came to our church one time and said, you know, you probably shouldn't be hiding behind your music stand. So now we have them pretty much on the ground, so that way people can see us. What I'm saying is, but I noticed that when I stepped out of the corner, something changed. And I got launched to another level, not because I'm special, not because not because of the color of my skin, not because of my IQ, but because I chose to step out and do something that I wasn't comfortable with doing. But now, I can get up here and I can talk in front of you, and I'm not saying I'm not nervous, but I can get up here and I can sing and play guitar, not because I'm special. As I'm saying, we all have our own thing, we all have our comfort zone, and we need to step out of it to be launched into something new. And it's scary. It is scary. Don't ever think it's not going to be scary. It's scary walking on the water. Yeah. So many times when you want to quit, and there's so many times when you take your eyes off Jesus and you start to fall, but you just shift your eyes back to him, and you say, Lord, you called me out here for a reason. I'm not walking on the water to drown. I'm walking on the water to do something I've never done before, to be launched to a new height. Just realize that your comfort zone, Peter's boat, is not keeping you safe. It's holding you back, and it's keeping you from your adventure. See, a lot of times we get comfortable and I love playing guitar, and I love hiding behind the music stand. But the second you step out from that, and the second you start singing like you mean it, and the second you start praising God, and the second you start worshiping, you're launched into something new, and before you know it, you're on an adventure. You can't ask for an adventure and not be willing to step out. So many times we get mad at God. Well, where's my journey? I want to go on a journey. Where's my adventure? But you hide behind your music stand. You hide behind the podium. You hide in the pew. You can't be mad at God when he's calling you out, but you refuse to go because it may not be how you want it to be. And man, I'm sure Peter was a fisherman. He was comfortable being in his boat, but God called him to walk on it. I'm sure he was not excited about walking on the water, but he knew that God is calling me. I better follow because I'm being launched into something greater. I'm doing something I've never done before, and I'm about to be launched into something new. If you want a real adventure, be willing to do some things you've never done before. And it all starts with your heart. Just have a willing heart. If you want God to heal you, you might have to step out when somebody calls. Because, see, Jesus at first wasn't comfortable doing miracles, yet he healed many eventually because he stepped out. David was comfortable in a field watching sheep, singing and playing, not ruling a nation. Peter was a fisherman, used to being in a boat, not walking on the water. To begin your adventure, you may have to follow God to a place where you've never walked before. But you'll be glad you did. I promise you that. I'm almost done. I just want to pray before we close here. You just close your eyes and bow your head with me. Father God, I just ask that every camper in this room and every adult, doesn't have to be just for us kids, that I ask that you give us a certain boldness and a confidence, God, just step out in faith when nobody else will. Because we realize, God, that you're not calling us out to scare us, but that is part of it. You're calling us out to see how faithful we will be, to launch us to new heights, God. So help us not to hide behind our pew. Help us not to hide behind a music stand, Father. Help us to follow you every time you call us, whether we like it or not, whether we're comfortable or not, whether it's on our timing or not. Help us just to follow you, God. And help us to be launched to new heights. We thank you, Father, for calling us in the first place. And we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful camp. Amen.